and welcome back to All Talk No Bock. We are on episode 14 and we're just flying by with the playoffs. I'm Heather.
I'm Charles.
And I'm Reese.
And so we are well underway. The wild card series has ended, as we always do. We're recording on Saturday. And we just thought we would sort of sum up each series. Some were, you know, more interesting than others. Some were more entertaining. Some went as expected. So, Charles, you want to start us off?
Yeah, Heather. It's been a classic wild card round with some crazy wins that, you know, we didn't expect. And to be honest, that's kind of expected in a wild card round, which is pretty crazy. But, you know, sweeps week this week, all the sweepers out there bringing out the broomsticks were the Rays, the Yankees, the Astros, the Dodgers, the Braves, and the most surprising, the Marlins out there. Crazy. Still haven't lost a series yet. We'll talk about that. And slow and steady wins the race goes to the Oakland A's and the San Diego Padres. They know how to come back and hold on to games. And in game three, there was no comebacks. They just owned it right there. But first, we're going to get into the Astros-Twins series. Man, the poor Twins. They 18 in a row they've lost in the postseason. That's not only an MLB record for a losing streak, but that's a North American sports record in all of major sports. So that's including football, basketball, hockey, all of them. They own the record for a losing streak. Another sad record that was just posted in this wild card round was the Reds. They set the record for most scoreless innings to open up a postseason with 22. They didn't score in 13 innings in game one, and then they were shut out in game two as well. And the Braves swept them there, and that honestly was a surprise to me. I thought with Bauer and Castillo going in the first two games, they'd at least pull out one, and I was very surprised there. And then the last one that I'm getting into is Rays Blue Jays, pretty much, you know, one of our safe bets out there that came through the wild card round. They swept. They look great against the Blue Jays, especially in game two, putting up a lot of runs, and that grand slam was money. So Rays looked great. And Heather, what happened with your Dodgers? It's good news out here.
Well, good news is a term that one can use when describing the Dodgers moving on in the playoffs. Another one is impending doom, because they're just going to lose to the Padres. But yes, the Dodgers, as expected, and let's be honest, it would have been catastrophically horrific if they had lost. They won against the Brewers in the sweep fashion. We saw a little bit of their pitching depth, especially on the starting pitching end. The bats were quiet, I would say, but Mookie Betts was great in both games, and they had some great defensive plays too, but Kershaw was the name of the game. He pitched 8 innings, 13 strikeouts, and 1 walk, which was amazing. And hopefully this postseason he can flip that narrative. And they only allowed 2 runs in the series, so that was really good. And then we saw the other team that some before the season started expected to go to the World Series was Yankees against the Indians. Yankees won. They set a postseason record as well. Lots of records. With 22 runs scored in 2 games. And the second game, I believe, is the longest 9-inning game in MLB history. So, crazy, 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 crazy stuff. Long games, rain delays. Good on them. What was that?
It was still going on during that Dodger game. It bled on for so long in that post.
Yes.
It was crazy.
It did.
I couldn't believe it.
But I think the most significant part of that series was that they really beat up on Shane Bieber, who won the Triple Crown not too long before that. So crazy. You know, you never know at the postseason. Things get weird. Speaking of things getting weird, Reese, you want to talk about the Marlins and the others?
Would love to talk about the Marlins. Okay, so it's funny because back, you know, when the regular season had first started and everything was going on with the Marlins, like COVID related, I remember being on Twitter and seeing everyone, they were like, well, we don't really need the Marlins this year anyway, like just take them out, like they're not going to do anything. Lo and behold, they did something. They're now in the postseason for the first time since 2003, which is absolutely insane, and are now moving on after having defeated the Cubs, which, I mean, shout out Sixto Sanchez, first of all. What a rookie. You know, he had seven pitches that went 100 miles per hour or more. That was insane, so good for him. But on the Cubs' end, you know, honorable mention to you, Darvish. He pitched into the seventh inning on Friday's game, struck out six, allowed two runs. So good for him. But unfortunately, Cubs couldn't pull through. Marlins are moving on, haven't yet lost a postseason series. So we'll see how that continues to play out. Should be pretty exciting. And, you know, speaking of exciting, San Diego Padres came into their series with the most comeback wins in the MLB. And to be honest with you, after Wednesday's game, I was not feeling very optimistic at all, especially given the fact that they started the second game down 4-0 again. And so I was a little bit stressed, but Fernando Tatis Jr. Came through, got things rolling, and then our offense popped off after that. Run production was excellent. Came through last night's game as well, shut them out. So good for them, taking on the Dodgers next week. So I'm pretty excited for that, Heather. It'll be a good series for sure.
I would like to also bring up
We can't forget about those.
Real quick.
Yeah, we can't forget about
bring up the people down south of Chicago as well. The White Sox, I thought they were going to pull that series out against the Oakland A's. And, man, they just looked like the better team, and the A's snuck it out in that series, especially when they didn't have Chapman out there. And, you know, Giolito looked great in game one, and he pulled it out. And then Keuchel just – he blew it in game two. And that was really what the difference was. It gave life to the A's, and White Sox go down in the early round. It's pretty crazy. We got an all-AL West divisional with the – just the A's and the Astros in the divisional over there.
Yes, it's interesting that every team that moved on is playing within its own division. Mm-hmm. So that's funny and also sort of pointless. I don't know. It's like we've already seen them play each other. Like, it's sort of not right. Fun.
It's like regular season 2.0 at this point.
Yeah. And, you know, I guess it'll be interesting if, like, for example, the Yankees flip the narrative over the Rays, who beat them a million times. The Astros, I believe, will beat the A's. Actually, I had the A's moving on in my bracket, which a lot of people were shocked by because the White Sox were sort of the, I don't know, fun young team, sort of the Padres of the AL. And then the Dodgers, Padres, I think the Dodgers will get their ass handed to them and it'll be embarrassing and sad and I'll cry. And then, which Reese will love. And then, the Marlins Braves could really, it's sort of a flip of the hat, that one. I think the Braves will win because they have more offensive talent. But I don't know. I don't know anything. So I only five of my eight teams were correct. I did not see the Yankees beating the Indians. I did not have the Astros going on. And I did not have the Braves beating the Reds. So it's just a random thing. But yes, we thought the two most interesting series of this round were definitely Miami and Chicago, who, by the way, what happened to Javier Baez, Chris Bryant, and Anthony Rizzo? They were like, remember back in the day when they were like, you know, the star-studded Cubs? They were like the guys that ended the drought. It was like all Chicago all day, every day, and now it's different reality. And then, you know, over on the AL side, karma doesn't exist because
Don't even get started with that. By the way, they're popping off on social media right now. I don't know, you guys, I'm sure, saw their tweet where they're like, oh, stay mad, we stay winning. Okay, you guys have a 500 record. Please take several seats. The Astros need to relax.
Speaking of, you know, taking a seat, the Cubs have been batting only 161 in the postseason since they won the World Series in 2016, which is just, it's sad for the Cubbies. I really thought that they'd pull that one out. I've called a reverse sweep there in my article. So Marlins proving me wrong and ruining my bracket here early on. I had them going deep as well. I mean, The Reds, I thought, were a lock too, Heather. I'm with you. I couldn't believe that that rotation, like I said earlier, couldn't get, you know, Bauer and Castillo. Come on. You got to win one, and then you got Gray in game three. Like, the Reds had that series. I don't know what they were doing. They had second in the – let me just say, in the 12th inning, they had first and third, one nobody out, and then they couldn't score. And then they had bases loaded in the 13th, one out, and they couldn't score. In that overall game one, the both teams were 2-26 with runners in scoring position. It was one of the they couldn't be clutch at all. I couldn't believe my eyes. I was so disappointed with both teams, to be honest. They couldn't get anything going.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there were some not-so-surprises in that, though. The Reds don't have a good offense, but not just – it's sort of an underperforming offense. Their offense should be a lot better.
Yeah, they came in hot to the postseason. Their offense was doing pretty good. But, you know, apparently all those teams weren't as good as we thought. All the AL Central teams and all the NL Central teams went down in that wild card round. You had three from the Central and four in the NL, and they all went down. And everyone was like, oh, they played tougher teams. I even thought that. I got sucked into the hype and was like, oh, you know, all these playoff teams, you know, these teams are good. Like, they're going to have a good time in the postseason. Nope. They got destroyed in all of their games. A lot of them got swept. And it was just I couldn't believe what I was watching. But back into the two games we were talking about with the Astros Twins, I mean – when are they going to break it, guys? 18 in a row, and, you know, the Astros now getting all the hype. It's just, it was meant for the Twins to win. It's just not good for baseball right now, and I don't like the playoffs with the Astros still in it. And
no, not at all.
I think the Marlins, too, could fit in that category. I think a lot of people wanted to see the Cubs win that series as well, and, you know, it didn't happen. I don't know.
Well, the Marlins didn't bang on trash cans to win a World Series. So I'll give them credit, if that's giving credit. And I don't know. The Astros ended the season under 500. So that's the first problem. The second problem is they didn't have to face the ire of the fans, and they will next year, but they didn't this year. The third problem is Carlos Correa won't shut up. The fourth problem is that now they have to play the A's, who is sort of an easy opponent in that round. So we're going to see them move on, I think. And then on the other side, you know, the other guy that won't close his mouth, to put it kindly, is Trevor Bauer, who started a feud with Ronald Acuna after they lost. Like, bro, take the L. You know what I mean? Take the L. It's over. It's over and you lost. And we have a love-hate relationship, as the fans know, with Trevor Bauer over here. But he did pitch well, but they lost because they couldn't score runs. So what are you going to do, you know? But anyway, I mean, you know, I'm excited for the Marlins. Personally, I think they'll give the Braves a lot of grief. I don't know if they'll win, but the Marlins had a good season despite having COVID. Let's not forget that. So do the Cardinals, frankly. And I'm excited to see next week, except I don't want to see the Dodgers because I don't want to see them lose because my heart can't take it anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Essentially, either Heather or myself will not be on the podcast next week, depending on what happens. So,
pretty much.
Essentially, and that person will be me because Kenley will blow a save. We all know what's going to happen. We've all seen it before.
I wanted to say as well, real quick final thought on Miami. They really know how to stay undefeated in their postseason. They're the only football team to go undefeated. And now it looks like they're going to keep their record in the MLB as well. So they really know how to clutch it out.
Football too? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were the only undefeated football
team. You didn't know that?
Yep. No. Don Shula. So
funny.
Miami knows how to win. And clearly the Cubs needed their fans this week. So that's all I needed to say about that.
And, Miami, interestingly enough, won the World Series in my birth year, 1997. So I don't know if that's very interesting, actually. Now saying it out loud, it doesn't sound as interesting as it did in my head. But that's okay. Sometimes I'm on and sometimes I'm off. So that's what we have right now. So that's it for the little bit wild card breakdown. Next week, we'll be, of course, talking about, it's so nice that they're all in a row, so that cleanly next week, we'll be able to talk about the divisional series, which are literally division series. I mean, in the literal sense, it's the West and the East, and, you know, Wicked Witch is all over the place. Wicked Witch to the West, Wicked Witch to the East. I don't know. That was a joke that also didn't work. So I'm just going to go, and we're going to be right back with your take, our take. We'll take a break.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to All Talk No Bach. It's time for your take, our take. We got a very cool topic today. We're putting ourselves in the MLB, considering ourselves players, and now we're choosing our walk-up songs, both if we were hitters or pitchers. So we're going to have two each, and we'll start with Reese. What's your hitting walk-up song first?
Okay, so my hitting walk-up song is Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds. Because obviously I would be an all-star player, and I would leave a legacy behind, and nobody would forget about me, as they shouldn't, and so my song would be representative of that. As a pitcher, I would be a Cy Young Award winner, and my walk-up song would be Taking Care of Business by Bachman Turner Overdrive, because I would continuously be taking care of business on the mound.
So. Old songs!
I know, but they're so good.
These are like...
Throw another one by the dust.
Well, I love the Breakfast Club. Breakfast Club is one of my favorite movies. So. That's funny. Yeah, it's a good one.
Thank you.
What about you? What's yours?
I thought you were going to say Another One Bites the Dust, throwing it back. But no, my hitting one would have to be No Church in the Wild by Kanye West. Gets me pumped up. Lit. Yeah,
good one. Great.
And shout out Daniel Caruso. He also had that one in high school, so that's what made me think of him. It was always awesome. And from pitching, I would have to go with Can't Stop by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. That's a really good song. I really like that one. But honorable mention to Gasolina. That was my one in high school by Daddy Yankee.
Wow.
This is so funny. Is that Alex Verdugo?
Oh, it wasn't Drake, Heather. Just to say, it was Daddy Yankee. Yeah.
Plot twist, both of Heather's are Drake.
But it's okay, because I don't think anyone would have guessed that one for me. What do you got, Heather? What's your hitting one?
Oh, thank you. I'm not sure which one would be for mine hitting and which one would be pitching, because they're both such bops that it doesn't really matter. But I would say that my hitting one would be, it is Drake, but it's Drake with a bunch of other people. It's Drake, Kanye, Lil Wayne, Eminem. You know what I'm talking about. It's Forever. Why? Because there's an air horn at the beginning. So I, in my like universe, I have just the air horn and then where Drake goes in his like last name ever, first name greatest, like a sprained ankle, blind, nothing to play with. I don't need to rap for you guys. That's unnecessary, but I'll save you that. And
you can hear it, Heather.
Well,
get a
no, we don't.
I'm forgetting how that song goes. Can you remind me?
Yeah. No, that's okay. Thank you. You could look it up on YouTube and on Spotify and on wherever you get your music. And LeBron is in that music video, which is like a funny, that's also like an Easter egg, because I'm a LeBron and Laker fan in this world in which I'm an athlete. So yes, that would be my song, but the air horn would need to be necessary every time so that everybody woke up every time. And they know Heather's coming and she's about to hit a grand slam for the win. And then my pitching song, this one is a bop that spans generations, and it's my girl Fergie, and the song is London Bridge.
Because, oh, that's such a Good choice.
Thank you so much, Reese. I appreciate that so much. And we cannot curse, but it starts, oh, shiz, right? We can say that, right? Like, it would be like, oh, shiz. And then everybody would
be strutting out there, like,
I'm getting pumped. I was thinking about that, right? Coming out of the bullpen.
Oh, yeah. Bullpen opens up, and then in comes Heather. Just like,
oh, yeah, she's running out there. She's wearing heels the entire way to the mound, and then she can take them off.
Oh, 100%.
Just there waiting with her feet. Just hanging out, like, here you go, madame.
She dusts off the mound before she steps on it.
Right, it, like, would be a strut, not a run. It would be a strut, a slow strut.
Yes.
Like a catwalk. Like, catwalk. I mean, because I was inspired by Kenley with his Tupac. And that always gets the crowd really up out of the bullpen. And I'm like, what else gets you working in the club? You know what I mean? Oh, in 2005. Dirty. And it's Fergie. So those are my two. I think I would be the best pitcher in baseball if that were my walk-up song. So, yes.
But that was good. That was
I
good.
Have to give it to you there, Heather. You said you were going to come in hot and be the winner, and you didn't disappoint. Those were two great choices right there, but
I
still think there might be some better choices out there by some other players, but
I think
London Bridge by Fergie. I'd
go with Gasolina as one of your primary top two.
Gasolina, what a choice. I didn't know even though that came out when you were in high school still. So that's interesting. I didn't know that. I thought you were out of high school already.
Freshman year, actually, and I used it sophomore year, so it was very quick turnaround.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I guess I'm off of my ears. But no, I like how everybody had, like, Charlie had white guys in 2003, and then Reese, you had, well, Gasoline or not, but then you had 80s, basically, mainly. And then I had, like, 2007, like, club music. Yeah. So we all sort of had a different vibe. Yes, you guys both froze on me and both of your eyes were closed, so it just looked like for like 5-10 seconds. It was very unnerving. So I guess we'll take a break and we'll be back with the wrap-up. That's all for All Talk No Balk, episode 14. It was just the three of us, the three co-hosts, alone, and the episode went off without a hitch. But we did miss our fans of the pod, friends of the pod, and we miss them greatly. But hopefully we'll see them next week. There were some conflicts this week. And hopefully we have a caller next week, too. Don't forget to call in to Anchor, leave a voicemail, and you can be on the pod as we talk about the inevitably upsetting divisional series in the National League and the American League. So join us for that. And a reminder that there is merch up on Redbubble. We are expecting more designs within the next month or so. So stay tuned for those. Very excited. And follow us on all the social medias. We are updating our Facebook page, so that'll be much easier to access. Don't worry. But for now, Instagram, Twitter, that's where we're at mainly. And don't forget to read all the great articles on our website. The articles are not our usual schedule because it's the postseason. So we're just doing series recaps for now. And then we'll get into individual game recaps when the series get, when there are less and less teams as we keep going. But they've been awesome so far. Our team has been fantastic at getting really in-depth and being really prompt, and they've been awesome to read. So check those out on callthebullpen.com. And if that's everything, which I think it is, our take next week is if, because we've been sort of fascinated by the cardboard cutout phenomena of this season, and if we could have cardboard cutouts at any stadium or during any game, what would we have on our cardboard cutout? So I have to give that one some thought, because unlike this week where I knew it would be a slam dunk, I'm not so sure about for next week. So that's a thinker, but we'll see what we come up with. It'll be really interesting. And let's not get too phallic would be my only, like, let's keep it PG, or actually let's keep it G. That's the rule with that.
PG's
so
awesome.
That's PG's good. Cool. What?
PG's cool. You can have a beer.
PG's
in there,
fine. Okay, bar. PG.
Yeah.
It'll be PG.
PG's all right.
So not quite like Teletubbies, but more like The Incredibles, like Pixar.
Okay.
Cool. I like that.
Some Goonies.
We're in a Pixar realm. Some Goonies. Not PG-13? Anyway, we'll debate it out after. We'll debate it out at the end of this when we're done recording. But for now, we are going to bid adieu for episode 14. And tune in next week and call in to be on the pod or email us at bullpenbaseballpod@gmail.com. You can still email us if you want to. Or DM us on social media. And thank you to our submitting brackets. And we are excited to see who wins at the end, who wins their bracket. So thank you, guys. And have a good have a good week, and we'll see you next week. Bye! Bye, 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 bye.